Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and dungeon master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. All right. So when we stopped last time abruptly, you all were in the hallway. Copious amounts of blood on the floor.
And we're just standing in this.
You're standing. Yeah.
So
it's
like,
awesome.
It's like, you know, half an inch of blood.
So like our boots aren't like soaked.
No, not soaked. Like the heels of the soles of your boots. Are
okay,
we're bloody.
Okay.
And so, Bracken has used ghostly gaze to look through two doors. And so I believe you were about to go into the room with the mask.
I think so. Yeah. Did I unlock that door yet? Or did
no,
we check?
It wasn't locked, right?
All you had done is looked at it.
Okay,
but like you had looked through.
I haven't checked it.
You hadn't done anything.
Okay. Are we ready to go in? Ish. Oh,
right.
Where
are you,
Chip? Sorry. Ah, I forgot it was me. All right. Are we ready for me to try and see if the door won't kill us?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm gonna check for traps. Oh boy. Find my investigation.
Cathra.
Yes.
There's no wartime uses for blood, are there? Like, it's not flammable or, like, I don't know, used in, like, a battle scenario, right?
No, the only thing I really know about is, like, rituals.
Okay, oh.
Yeah, I don't really know of any, like, real, like, positive uses.
Okay, let's get out of this.
Well, where did it come from?
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
And it's not drying or flowing, right?
No. Roll Arcana, Benny.
Nat 20.
There we go.
Yes.
You pick up that there is illusion magic all throughout the blood.
Wait. I'll put my hand down and like touch it. I think this is...
Your hand goes to the illusion.
This is illusory.
Disgusting.
I pull my hand out and there's nothing on it.
Nothing on it.
Is it hiding something?
Kind of like, does it dispel after I touch it or is it still there?
It's still there.
I don't know.
Does it show like footprint? Like when I pull my foot out of it,
Yeah.
It's like somebody's cast disguise self and shows up wearing a hat, but there's no hat, and you just wave through it.
Yeah.
Disguise floor.
Maybe it's to, like, shoo people away, kind of scare them away.
I wonder if there's something on the floor.
That's what I'm wondering.
Can you...
dispel it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's an illusion.
I'll cast a spell magic on it.
Yeah. What... Yeah. There's no radius for dispel magic, because it's just...
Just range is 120.
Okay, yeah. So you hit everything in the hallway. Yeah, the blood disappears.
Is there anything on the ground?
No.
I don't... hate the way you said that. Okay, well, I'm checking the door for traps. I got a 6.
It doesn't appear to be trapped.
Awesome. All right, I think we're fine.
All right.
Is it locked?
Did you check if it was locked?
I'm going, yes, I'm checking.
I'm pretty sure from
locked.
The last episode it wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
Well, pretty sure it wasn't.
Let's assume it's not locked.
Okay.
All right. I'm probably... Galen, you want to go first?
As always.
All right, yeah. I'm going to let him in.
So I open the door.
Roll a strength check. Because the door is wedged.
Oh.
Like
again?
You go to open it and it's like stuck.
I thought the blood wasn't real. It's warped the door anyway. crit?
Okay, yeah. You shoulder it and...
the door shatters into pieces.
Yeah. What's the marching order into the room?
I usually go second and then squishy and then...
Well, I'm going to stand at the door and like just kind of lean my head in and look.
It's fine.
And be like, you know, because they said what they saw. you know, I'm just making sure, like, opening the door didn't make the masks go crazy or something.
No. But as soon as your head passes the threshold of the door, make a wisdom save.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Drax.
Eight.
Okay.
Doing great.
You hear a voice in your head. Unbind me.
Oh, no.
Where are you bound?
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Keep coming.
Does Galen move? Is he compelled to move? Or are we seeing any moving?
There's no compulsion here.
Okay.
Where?
Forward.
Galen?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Some voice that's saying, unbind me, no. Keep coming.
No, no.
And forward.
Oh, no, back away. Mm-mm. Back away.
Back away.
Okay.
Do you still hear it?
No.
Are you still there?
You don't hear it.
No, apparently it's something in the room.
Should I send the unseen servant in? I mean, it's not part of me.
Or the bird. You can. Can you do the unseen servant constantly, or is it like it's going to take part of your magic? Angie would like to know. Does it use a spell slot?
That's a good question.
Because Danny's yours doesn't, right?
Mine might be.
Mine just takes time because I need to ritually cast it.
Mine might be a spell. Let me look.
I think. Unless it was, because you can dismiss it to a pocket plane and then bring it back from the pocket plane. So when it went through, if you dismissed it, when it went through into the Mind Flayers, you should be able to bring him back from the plane, from his pocket dimension, without having to recast the spell.
Unless he got eaten, right?
Well, yeah, if he died, then he has to recast it. If he didn't die, if he just got unsummoned, he can bring him back without casting the spell again.
I'm looking. I don't have to use a spell slot for it.
You don't?
No, it's not a spell slot thing.
Can you do it like as many times as you want during a day?
I don't know. I'm looking for him. I can't find him.
He's not real.
Probably not. I mean, I know if your bird wants to go in just to kind of see.
So I dispelled it when it was in the Mind Flayer thing. Mm-hmm. Does it take another ritual casting to bring it back, or is it...
No, that would be the dismissing, that you can just dismiss him into a pocket plane and bring him back.
Yeah. Okay, so I would have brought him back. Yeah. I brought her back. Yeah, I can send Pale Eyes.
Let's just see what she does and hears.
All right, I'm going to put my arm on Galen and send her in.
Okay.
And then telepathically see what she sees and hear what she sees. She hears.
Okay. Roll a wisdom save for the bird.
What are the stats of an owl?
They gotta be wise.
Yeah, they're pretty wise, I think.
They even have a potato chip that's after them.
It was a 11 on the die. So 12?
Sorry, I should have had the stat block pulled up. Just a second. Okay, so in your owl's head, your owl is commanded.
Bring your master. Unbind me.
And I hear this?
Yeah.
I like... So I can't see or hear anything, so I just say... Yep, it's talking to Pale Eyes. It says to bring its master.
Mm-mm. That seems bad.
There's another door through here, though, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Did I see another door?
Yeah, you saw another door.
I mean, there's another door through here. Is it worth it?
I mean, we really need to clear every room. I already have to go back to that stupid mirror room.
That latest problem. What? Well.
Okay, how about... We've got rope, right?
Yeah.
Who's the wisest one?
Wisdom?
After the mirror room, I'm going to say, not the three of us.
Well, yeah. I mean, what if, like, I try to go through here, but, like, you guys stay out here and can, like, pull me back if something happens?
Was it a wisdom save that you did?
Yes, but the way I understand, you don't know that you're rolling a wisdom save.
No, yeah,
so asking who's like wise. Even asking who's the wisest.
We don't know
exactly what it is. We just know that everything that has gone into the room can hear a voice in their head.
Yeah. Well, we could put you in, but what if the thing? Because you're strong, aren't you?
Yeah. So the if thing we put is, you in, you're the weakest, and we can pull you back.
Honestly, it might. Yeah.
You're just tie a rope around my rope. You're also like the lightest.
Yeah, you just real quick.
Yeah, that works.
Just see what happens.
Okay.
I mean, hey, I've made deals with the devil before. Maybe I'll be more.
Nope, don't.
I'll
make,
be less likely
do
to.
Do not make deals.
I'm not saying I'm going to make deals. I'm just saying maybe I'll be less likely to.
Don't hit anything.
I won't.
Don't touch anything.
I won't.
Really?
I won't. I'll think about it, but I won't do it. One stupid thing. One stupid plan for the day. A day. All right.
But we technically have been in here for several days.
I was just saying.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Time is super weird.
Technically,
yeah.
We've been in here for like quite a long time.
Yeah, at least a week.
All right. So we're going to tie a rope around Bracken's waist.
Yeah. And then I'm just looking to see if I have anything that would help with this. Not really.
All right, we'll just
pull. I have the dagger of warning, and I make sure that's strapped to my waist. Okay. All right. Let's do some stupid stuff.
Touch anything.
I won't. I'm gonna walk into the room.
Okay. As soon as you cross through the door, roll a wisdom save.
Okay. Percy's smart, right? Natural 20, baby.
Okay, that's
24. That means the rest of the rounds are going to suck.
Okay. So you cross through the threshold and you do not hear a voice in your head.
Bummer. What do you hear?
Nothing.
Like, okay.
I'm not going to touch anything, but I'm going to kind of walk to each of the masks.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk up to each of them and kind of get close to like look at them and like take a deep inspection of each one.
Yeah, so you notice before you even get close to them, you notice that in just the like 2 or 3 minutes from the time you ghostly gaze to actually walking in the room, the mask have changed.
Nope.
Do you tell us this?
Where beforehand they looked, it was kind of a mix of like maybe demonic, maybe animalistic. These are like solidly animal and elemental.
Okay. And you said there's three?
Five.
So the masks are different from when I saw them the first time. They were... You said animal and demonic the first time, and now it's...
So... They were like almost in between forms.
Yeah.
And now they're solidly animal and elemental.
Okay. Like combined. The two. Okay. So before they were... It's like they couldn't decide what they were, but now they're like a mix of an animal and an elemental.
So are we talking like scary or like animal, like, oh, look, it's a cute puppy?
It's not cute. Does it look like it's meant to be scary? Or it's just unsettling more than anything?
It's a little scary.
Yeah. But does it look like it's scary because it's just weird, or it's scary because it's supposed to be scary?
We can see them though, right? Because we're at the doorway and they're on this wall.
Yeah.
So we're watching.
Yeah.
So can we see what them changing?
You can't. You didn't see the change, but you can see what they are now.
We can see what they are now. Okay.
So I'm gonna drop pictures in so you can see all of them. So you see these five masks. They are solidly formed animal heads. Each of them in the forehead, in the middle of the head, you see because you've seen Cathra's fire elemental gem. You see a gem, and it makes sense that these would be fire elemental.
All of them?
Yep.
Hate it.
So there is a deer, an eagle, a lion, some type of monkey or ape, and an owl.
Okay. Are we all familiar with these animals, or are there anything that we're like, oh, I don't know what that is?
No, no, all the animals look...
Okay.
Okay. Do I get a sense just from walking by them, like, of like, evil, weird...
No, okay. You don't, so, because you're not using detect magic or arcana, okay. An arcana check, you don't get any kind of magical vibe.
Okay.
Outside of the fact that there's a fire elemental gem stuck in their foreheads.
Okay, are we okay with me casting detect magic in here?
Yeah.
Everyone fine with that?
Do you want to use a spell slot or do you want me to?
I mean, if you want to, I won't say no. I don't have much space. I don't have a lot of energy right now.
So I'll cast and I'll kind of get close to the doorway without going in.
Okay. I'll tie the other end of the rope around Dindal and stand like in the U of the rope so that I can pull either one back if I need to.
Smart.
Good choice. Good choice. I like that.
So you have enough. You have enough reach. You can cast detect magic. They are all magical. It's more elemental magic than really in any of the like normal schools.
And the gemstones, they don't just look like the elemental gem. They look like they are the same type as the one that Cather has.
Yep.
Okay, so we're seeing some elemental magic. They're red. Yours is the fire, right?
Yeah.
I want to try something, but I want to get your opinions first. So... it reached out to the two of you, whatever this thing is. I want to see, hear me out before you say no, if I can reach out to whatever it is, but I have a spell that might be able to protect me from it.
Like reach out like in your head or like physically?
Like in my head and maybe physically if possible, but this, I think I can do something that might be able to protect my mind from whatever this is.
I mean, you're the only one that's been able to, like, walk in and not hear it, so...
So maybe I can see if I can... If this... Are we willing to let me try? And if not, you pull me out.
Here, let me... I'll do it. Are you doing combat protection from evil and good?
Yeah.
I can do it without casting a spell.
Okay.
So, I'll cast
I'll walk toward you because it's touch.
All right. So. I'll strum my harp, play it, and then go for it.
Okay. All right. First, I'll try and mentally and then potentially physically touch one of them if I can. See what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Actually, I wonder if I leave and then come back in.
How about you leave and because Dindal's owl went in, wonder if Dindal goes in since I've already got him tied up to the other end of this rope.
But I have the spell on me already that would protect
me. I'm just wanting to see if it hit the owl, but it isn't powerful enough to hit him, to talk to him.
Well, how about we let them...
Okay.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I'm going to try and reach out while I'm already in here first.
Okay.
So I'm going to just reach my mind out to see...
To the mask?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Just whatever the voice was, just open, just in my, like mentally just go, anyone there? Hello.
Crickets.
All right, I'm going to walk out and walk back in. Okay. I'm going to try that. So I walk out of the room. I'm going to wait like a minute or two.
Okay.
And then did I feel like, obviously, I don't know, it's a wisdom save, but did I feel like something, anything when I, okay.
No.
I'm going to walk in, but just walk back in open-minded. And if there's anything to roll, I'm just going to choose to fail it. Like wisdom.
Okay, so roll wisdom save. You would roll wisdom save.
I'm just going to see what I get. Yeah, I'm going to choose to...
Fail?
Yeah.
Choose to fail? Okay. You hear a voice in your head.
Okay.
Unbind me.
Well, I have some questions first. Who are you?
Unbind me.
That's not how this works.
And he just repeats himself.
Okay. I'm saying all this out loud. So it's saying it again. She's saying unbind me. And I'm just going to look at each mask and see if it gets louder or like if I can tell which one it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to look from left to right. Just go through all of them. I'll be like, are you this one? Like, I'm just going through all of them.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, if I don't know who you are, how can I unbind you? You didn't think that one through, did you?
You should be groveling.
Yeah, but I'm not because I'm real stupid. I don't know who you are, so I can't help you.
You think I'm in the mask?
I don't really know what you are because you aren't communicating.
Keep walking.
Okay, but specifically where? Because I could just do in a circle, just for funsies.
How's it going?
As you retort, mm-hmm. The door that's unopened,
yeah,
it like buckles, it like there's
it jiggles.
Yeah,
yeah. I gotta take a half step back. Ooh, interesting. Something in the door is weird. It's not the masks, I think.
But which door? Like the one that we're standing by, or the
no other? The other one. Like, did you not see it move?
Did we see it move?
Roll perception.
Oh yeah, I think I probably did. Mm-hmm. 21.
22.
I think 15.
Yes, you all see this door.
It's like a violent something's hitting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
So for the next several minutes or so, I can't be charmed or frightened by whatever that is.
You can still be, you know, killed by it.
I mean, I can be hurt, but I think it might make it a little more difficult for it, whatever it is. I'm not saying I do. I could even mage hand, but...
So, it wants to be unbound?
Yeah, I'm not saying we should, at all. But we have to get through that door.
What's binding it?
Ooh, good question. What's binding you? Like, is it just you don't know how doors work? Is it magic? Is it both?
Ask it what it is.
I tried. Well, did I? I don't know. What are you?
I'm a prince of the Nine Hells.
Cute.
What did they say?
Apparently he's a demon. Or prince of the Nine Hells. No, I don't know. Fun.
Is it a
prince of the Nine Hells.
Meaning he's one of them?
I would assume so. Is that why I should be groveling?
There's more than one?
I'm saying to it. I guess so.
Oh, wait. Okay, the Nine Hells. What was that book from in the other room?
The City of Brass. Is that where the City of Brass is?
Are you from the City of Brass?
They serve my kind.
Okay, are you like... Specifically what kind? Demon, devil, imp, weird. I don't know. Don't growl at me. I'm stupid. I said that before.
Devil.
I cute. Devil.
I cute devil. That's the episode title.
He's using the wrong... That should be a cute devil, not I cute devil.
Tell him we'll get back with him. Just a second. Let's regroup.
Okay. How long has it been since he would have cast a spell on me? How many minutes would you say? Like a few?
About you got 10.
5.
Cool. All right. Well, I don't have long. Give me a minute. I'm going to walk to the door.
Hear worm.
Ew. No, sir. Patience. I'm going to walk out of the room. This is my bracken winning.
Okay, so
yeah, I got like 5 minutes before that spell was off. So
okay, so it's a devil.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about devils?
I feel like they're not great.
What do I know about devils?
Do any of us know anything about devils?
Roll religion check. Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Could have done worse.
21.
24.
Okay.
3.
13?
Okay. So, Galen, you're oblivious to this.
Yeah.
Dindal, Kathra, you both are generally aware that there are forces in the world that are not related to the gods that have malevolent purposes. Outside of running across names, you know, or mentions of the Nine Hells in books, it's really just academic, and it's not a deep well you're drawing from here. It's more vague, it's maybe evil. You know, devils are more like lawful. They want contracts, where demons are pure chaos.
So, knowing that they are lawful and like contracts, do we think that he will answer us truthfully? Is that something, or they're not tricksters, right?
No, they're not tricksters.
Okay. Okay, so he's being held back by that door. So that door, yeah, obviously. I wonder, did you get magic off of the door when you were looking around the room?
Is it magically bound?
No, you did not get magic off the door.
I don't see any magic on the door.
Yeah. So how is he stuck in there?
I can ask.
He may be bound by magic behind the door that is out of range of his
detection. Or it could be blocked.
Detection.
On the, like, things can block magic, can't they? Mm-hmm. So it could be that as well. If it's something is... Because if he could just simply dispel it, he probably would have been out a long time ago.
Exactly. So
okay, devils are also very contractually obligated, so it's possible there's some sort of contract involved. Okay.
So we want to know...
And he's asking us to unbind him.
So why did he get bound in the first place is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Before we go further, Kathra, based off our mission, is the goal to get inside that room?
Well, I mean, here's my thinking. Why is something like that bound in here? Is there something in there that it's protecting, that we need? What do you think?
I'm starting to wonder if there's some sort of like elemental ties to this, maybe floor in general. Like, I'm starting to get worried that like there's some darker stuff going on in this
floor. How many days has it been?
How many days has it been since we got on this floor?
That is a good question.
Physically for us, it's only been a couple, right? A
couple
hours.
It's been
a couple hours.
It's been hours.
But the last time I talked to Marion, it's been at least a week.
Yeah.
So
from and that had to... been, how many hours had we been on this floor? We talked about this.
I'd have to listen to it again. I don't remember exactly.
I don't either.
We took a short rest.
I wrote something down.
On somewhere. This floor.
Yeah. Okay, so we found out about the time being weird right after the mirror fight.
Okay.
Right after y'all started fighting. Because I said, imparting fighting, let's go. So we went in August 8th, and now it's August 15th. So from right around when the fight happened between them two to now, it's been what? Because I took a short rest.
Yeah. It's been 45 minutes, maybe.
Okay. So, roughly an hour. How long has it been sent from then to now?
Another half day has gone by.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not horrible.
Yeah, I am considering what you asked. Is there value?
Because if the goal is to scour every room,
we've got
to
go.
Have to get in there, because otherwise, I might say my thought is let's just leave. But if the goal is to survey that room, maybe we just do what it says, open it, and if it's,
I say we need to know more about it first. Just from a perspective of if it's like that thing, that door you sent your owl through.
Mm-hmm.
If it's actually bound, or is it just a portal to the hells?
So
is it bound to the hells and it's trying to get to this
city
side?
The city of brass is in the hells. Is that right?
That's a logical conclusion, but we don't know.
He said the city of brass serves his kind.
We don't know that though.
Yeah. No, we asked.
Daniel knows that. Galen doesn't.
The city of brass. He said the city of brass serves his kind. But
okay. So does that mean it's like somewhere else? He said he's from the hells.
He said he's a prince of the nine hells, but and so I'm assuming that's where he's from.
And then there's the fire elemental gems on that.
Yeah, and that
on
book,
the masks.
That book had
that book was weird.
Fire glyphs on it.
And it said it was from the city of brass.
It was like a tour guide's, you know.
City of brass. He says they serve.
The city of brass serves the nine hells. I'm assuming, or devils at least.
Okay, but you don't know anything about that? I don't think I know anything.
Nothing else. I've never heard of the city of brass before this.
Okay.
I say I just go back in and keep talking and see what happens.
All right, you only got like 4 more minutes.
Okay, and I'm gonna, when I go in, I'm also gonna hold mine to my protection from evil and good, just to be safe. So I'm just saying that so I don't forget. So when you feel your spell start to end, do you have enough slot, do you have enough energy to do it again? Or
it's a charge from my thingamajig.
Would you be willing to do it again if I need it? Or I can cast it as well if I need to. I just don't have as much energy as you do when it comes to magic.
DM question.
Yep.
There's like 7 spells I have from it and 7 charges. Is each one for one each? Or can I use 7 of one spell a day?
Oh, yeah. You can use 7 for one spell.
Okay. So, yeah, I can do it again.
Okay. So then I guess when you feel the spell start to end, just cast it again.
But
just let me know.
Do you have to go in there?
I would have to touch them.
I can... Just let me know when there's like 30 seconds left. I'll come by the door.
Okay.
Put my hand out.
Or we could just yank.
Hand out. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that works too. We'll see. All right. Time to go talk to my friend. Are you ready? Okay, so I want to know why and how it got bound in the first place. Is there anything else specific? I mean, you can tell me. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, just go.
Is it going to hurt us?
I'm going to walk back
we're
in.
We're 10 feet away.
Yeah, I'm going to walk in. Yeah.
Okay. You walk in, you fail your save.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm back. Much won't. Still to be unbound?
Mealworm.
Ew! Oh. No, sir. Not how we talk to people. Incorrect. Try again. Even the unbound me was more polite.
Fine, unbind me.
Okay, why are you bound in the first place? Who bound you?
Asmodeus betrayed me.
Cute.
Are you relaying everything, like, as you hear it? Or are you...
Yeah, so... Okay. Actually... Yeah, I'm, like, kind of telling you guys this. I'll tell you guys out loud as this is happening. Why did he betray you? Are you guys, like... Okay, so betray means you were friends at some point, right?
If you can be friends with a devil, then yes.
Okay, so you're both devils, and he betrayed you. Did he say why? Was it just for fun?
Because he's no better than a demon who thrives on chaos.
Are you sure he's not a demon?
No, I checked.
Bummer.
He's my older brother.
Ooh. Oh, I love sibling fights. It's so entertaining.
As you relay that, I'm like, I mean, that could be a valid reason to betray somebody. I don't know.
Are you, how many, you say older brother. Is it just the two of you or the more of you?
Why am I explaining myself to you? Unbind me!
Because you need something from me. I have questions. I can leave. I can feel you wanting to call me worm. Don't. It's rude. I'm just talking to a door. This is awesome.
Time-wise, how much time is left?
It's about to run out.
It's about to run out. Come on back.
All right. I'm still talking to him, and I'm going to walk backwards and just put my hand out.
I'll hold my hand out, Strom, and...
He explains that he is one of 13 devil lords.
That's so many family members. That's like so many family members. Holidays must get weird. Ugh, it's a lot of people. Even 3 was too much for me.
Why are we talking about holidays?
Getting in your head to you, Catherine, you hear. I'm trying to break him down. If I annoy him enough, he'll just talk to get me to shut up. I've done this before. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
I lean over to Galen and I'm just like, is this what happened with them and Loki, you think?
Honestly?
Like, they just annoyed Loki into the contract?
I have no idea.
You're not incorrect. Okay, so Asmodeus bound you. How long have you been here?
500 years.
Ooh. Okay.
How did Asmodeus, how'd they get in here?
Okay. So things are weird here, we've noticed. How did you get here specifically? Were you already here?
Does he know where he is? I'm kidding. Catherine's just going to keep yelling questions.
I'm just behind you. I'm just shaking my hand shh.
This is a former temple of mine.
Oh, all right. Interesting. What's your name? Who are you?
I do not give my name.
Okay, well then, Asmodeus' younger brother. Great.
I'm sure he loves that.
Well, he won't tell me what his name is. So, Asmodeus' younger, less powerful brother.
Say baby brother.
All I have.
Say baby.
Asmodeus' baby brother.
Baby.
That's cute. I like that one.
So there's another, the door hits real hard, and there's a wave of heat.
Ew. Gross. No one likes someone with anger issues. I'm just saying. Do you have something I can call you? Doesn't even have to be a name. But if you don't pick, I will.
Fine. Call me Molly.
Sure. Molly. Amazing. So this was a former temple of yours. I mean, that does sound like a sibling thing to lock you in a temple of your own. Again, other than the fact that he's just your older brother and probably sucks, that's the only reason?
No, he set me up.
Why?
I'm a power broker within the hells.
All right.
I made a move, and it failed because of Asmodeus.
Okay. I'm going to ask, even though if you won't tell me. Were you trying to move against him?
I was. Okay. As is our nature.
Fair.
So who betrayed who?
Yeah, who... Which betrayal happened first, out of curiosity?
Both.
Same time.
I made my move, he made his.
His one.
He had the numbers.
Fair. So, question. This used to be your temple. Do you know specifically where you are? Obviously, an old temple of yours. But, weird question, I know. Bear with me.
Somewhere on the prime material plane.
Okay. I mean, he's semi-aware.
The height of my power, I had 4 temples here.
All right. And what is your goal once unbound? Besides going after your brother, that feels obvious. Is your plan to return to the Hells?
To gather cultists. And return to the Hells, yes.
Okay, so cultist first, then Hells.
What if I just send him back to the Hells? Wait. He can't. Can you hear me?
When she's outside the door.
Nope.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Awesome. You're good. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we figure some more things out. Do we have any other?
Is there? What else is in the room? Just ask.
So, where you're bound? Is it a room? Is it a closet? Like what? What's the situation?
It's a room. I'm in a spell circle that I can't break.
Okay. Is there anything else in the room? Is the circle itself the whole room? Is it a small section in the room?
It's a small section in the room.
Okay.
Oh, so if we open the door, can he not get to us? If he's in a spell circle?
Sounds like it.
So, if you're in the room, but you're not close, are you close to the door? Because you keep hitting it with those anger issues you've got going on. Which, fair. It's been 500 years. Understand.
I'm not close to the door.
But
I'm giant.
Fair.
I throw a tantrum and the room shakes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, understandable. Been 500 years. I'd be pissed too.
Is it possible that we're not in the temple, the library anymore, and we're in his temple?
I mean...
And that we somehow have gone from one place to another?
I mean, I think it's highly probable.
It's kind of weird because he says he's been here for 500 years.
At least.
Yeah, this temple is much older.
The library got lost 4,000 years ago.
Well, yeah, he thinks he's been here 500 years.
But, I mean, it could be, you remember, time is super weird, so... Right.
That's true.
It could have also
but the time wasn't weird in the library when we were on the first floor, so...
Okay, question. When you were trapped here, bound here, was this part of... Was your temple always on the primordial plane when you were first trapped inside of it?
Has my temple always been on the prime material plane?
The one that you're trapped in currently, yes. Yes. It has been. Yes. Okay. So you were on the prime material plane when you were trapped here? Or it was? Okay. Yes.
Do we want to ask if it knows anything about the temple and a library?
I mean, yeah.
Just ask him if he's in a library.
Do you know specifically where your temple is besides the fact that it's on the prime material plane? Do you know specifically where it is?
I don't. I had four of them.
Okay.
I don't. They all look the same. I don't know this one from another.
Did the library have a specific name? Is it just it did we not, just know it's yeah, a library?
No. Just ask him if he's in a library.
Do you know anything about a library that may or may not have gone missing a long time ago?
Missing? I know of the Great Library of Tomoke, but
okay. Yeah. What do you know about it? We're trying to find it.
The library is dedicated to those who serve Altana.
Okay.
It's run by the White Order.
Okay. How do you feel about them, out of curiosity?
Altana's naive. Her followers are naive.
Why?
Because they're weak.
Okay, well, I feel like everyone seems weak to a Prince of Hell, so...
Probably.
Is it just because they're weak? Is there a specific reason? Is it because you're super powerful?
They lack moral courage.
Because you have none? Just curious. Question.
They lack the will to do the things to get power.
Hmm. All right.
He used present tense. Does he think that the temple still...
Uh-huh. Also, didn't you say that they're like, he likes contracts? Like,
yes.
That's what we talked about. So can we make a deal with him? Can you make a deal with the devil? We probably shouldn't, but we can. Well, we could at least ask him what he would give us. If we ask him what he will give us if we let him loose,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will kind of like...
We'd have to be really careful.
Well, no, all we don't have to let him loose.
No, I know. Well, but again, my concern with that... Well, let me... Nah. My concern with that is... If we don't hold up our end, will that cause problems for us?
What I mean, if we're very clear of just if we
can figure out wording if we need to.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like what kind of power this guy has. Yeah.
Okay,
you could always ask so, why we should let him go.
Okay, so you want to be unbound? You've said why. Understand. Why should we?
Because you would have a Prince of Hell in your pocket.
Huh. I don't Galen. Relay that part yet. I just go, huh.
Oh, you don't relay that part?
No. Well, not yet. I just go, huh. And hey, then I tell you.
Bracken, come back. Get another zap.
So,
Yeah, I walk backwards.
If he's that big, how is he going to fit in our pocket?
I don't think he's literally Galen.
I just start giggling. Sorry, I just jokes.
I mean, but we do need to find allies.
As in, you'd be, pardon my choice of words, again, stupid, bound to us, on a bound, or you would just besties? Like, what?
By my nature, I would owe you a favor.
Interesting.
Interesting what?
He'd owe us a favor.
Is it a favor of our choosing? Or
you said our choosing.
Now he's just...
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so a favor of our choosing. What are the terms?
You dictate the terms. You write the contract, you dictate the terms.
We write the contract and dictate the terms.
Oh.
Okay. Would... Obviously, we'd probably write this in. But we'd have... If we wanted protection from you... Pardon. Don't know many devils. Don't know what you're going to do. Would that be something we'd have to write into the contract, or would that just be automatic?
Me harming you is counter to the contract. Which also, is counter to my nature.
Amazing. Good to know. Cool. Me specifically, or like all of us? Because there's like, I got some friends.
Whoever signs the contract.
Amazing. All right. Okay.
I love that Bracken is the one who was negotiating. Yeah. The one who got stuck with Loki is the one negotiating right now.
All right. And you said the temple, the followers of Ultana, they're currently here, correct?
Yes.
To your knowledge?
Yes.
Sorry. All right, cool.
Ask him what year it is.
What year is it, by the way?
I'm a devil. I don't keep track of years. Primordial blame, I don't care.
Ugh. Fine.
How does he know he's been here for 500?
How do you know how long you've been here? Do you just like keep scratch marks on the wall?
As you a like... matter of fact, I do.
Oh, that's really sad. I'm so sorry.
Thought he couldn't reach the walls.
How do you...
I can touch my wall.
Interesting.
I can touch one wall.
But he's like, to the wall. Well, that's nice. At least he gave you something to like lean up against. Sorry, I'm not... I don't know if side I'm on here between the two of you. Okay, do we have any other questions?
So many.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Okay, smarter people, give me your list.
Okay. Does he know if they're... If, like, what was the library for?
Okay. Do you know what the library was for?
For the White Order.
The White Order. Do you know specifically what they were doing with it, though?
They were curators of knowledge.
All right.
They serve Ultana. They collect knowledge.
That's about it.
Put down here and say, yep.
Okay.
Should we tell him that the library's been lost for 4,000 years and see what his reaction is?
I say we wait.
Yeah, let's hold on to that card.
Because, again, in your head, and I'll say this, I'll say to all of you in your heads, but I go, as far as he knows, we're looking for it. So, keep it that way for now. Any more questions, Dindal? Well, what's your next question? A better question.
So I look over at Catherine. Do we need to make a deal? Can we just go in, survey the room, and then leave? Like, do we want to?
That was my thought. If he can't get out of the circle,
yeah.
Can we open the door? Or wait, you can see through the walls. Why don't you look at the dude?
Well, that thing, but I do have the ring of X-ray. Oh, yeah. Smart.
Just look at him.
I'm going to use my ring of X-ray. I'm going to try and do it subtly. So if I need to do sleight of hand, I'm going to try and use it. But as I'm going to talk to him while I'm doing it.
Okay.
So
metagaming a little bit, he has no sense that you would be using it.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah, but I'm going to just try to be quiet, okay. Subtle about it. So, question. How do you feel about the gods?
As in Ultana, the god?
No. Well, just in general, the gods. Does it depend on the god?
Well, Ultana is the only one I know. So...
Personally or know of?
Know of.
Okay.
Doesn't know Bahamut? Doesn't know...
Yeah. What about Bahamut? No. What about...
I know Baphomet.
Or Baphomet, sorry.
Okay, Baphomet. What about
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about...
Do you say the name Baphomet?
Yeah.
Baphomet is... Baphomet's king of the...
He's a demon.
Yeah. Baphomet is the king of the demons, so...
King of demons.
So screw that guy.
Not a fan of him. Nope. Cool. Great. Good to know. So for him, it's only been 500 years.
So throw out a couple other gods.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to I wonder if... Okay, so it's been 500 years for you.
Oh, wait. 500...
Do you know
500 years...
I'm wondering if Owen's a god yet.
Damn. Dindal, help me with math here.
Math was never my strong suit, but I'll help if I can.
Okay, 500 years for him in here. And it's been like
at least
an hour is like a day.
So
does that.
It's been a really long time.
That is a very long time.
So.
Well, if it's 500 years.
Are you smart?
I'm average.
Okay.
500 years.
I was seeing if this was Daniel answering.
500 years is 4,000 years, approximately. So that means it's 80 years for every 1 year. Oof. 80 times 500 is 4,000. No, 8 years.
80 times 500?
8 times 500 is 4,000.
40,000.
Yeah, eight times 500 is 40. Yeah. So every year here is 8 years outside.
Oof.
Okay, so for Altana, does she ever, that you know of, take champions?
She gathers cultists like me.
Okay. Does she have any... As last you knew, any specific ones, maybe favorites of hers?
I would have to be invested in the lives of humans.
Fair. How do you... What about the name Odin? Do you know of him?
It is a name.
But do you know... Does it mean anything besides the fact that it's a name?
No.
Oh, okay.
He probably predates all of this.
He predates all of them.
Because if he thinks he's been here for 500 years,
he's been here longer than Odin has.
Yes.
So. Whoa, hold.
Wait, Odin was around as Altana's champion before the library fell, correct?
Right. Yeah. But what I'm... This might need to be cut because I'm just trying to wrap my head around the math.
Yeah.
Basically, 1 hour equals 1 day.
Do we know that?
Approximately.
That's kind of what we figured out.
Okay. Roughly, yeah.
So if you're in here 1 day, that's 24 days. Mm-hmm. So a year is 365 years. Times 24 days.
I mean.
Right?
365 times 24. That's 8,760.
So it's 24 year, right? Is that right?
Well, if 1 day is 24 days, then 1 year would be 24 years.
Yeah.
So
500.
I will say this too.
That's 12,000 years.
To not.
We can cut this. I'm just wrapping my head around.
You're fine. So understand, like, from a metagame perspective, he's an unreliable narrator.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he's before the gods, before Odin. I mean, all he really knows of is a few of them. I mean, someone that... I'm really...
Okay, I think we need to look in that room and see.
If we come in the room, I'm not promising anything. Will you throw a temper tantrum?
No.
Insight check. On the devil.
Okay.
What's his vibe?
All right. I'm going to use the Percy die. Sweaty.
Using the Percy die feels appropriate.
Would you say insight check?
Yeah. 19?
17. I mean, he, you can tell he's frustrated.
Yeah, but
he's tired of dealing with you.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Same. But when I ask, like, if he's going to throw a tantrum or, like, anything, he, I believe that he won't.
Yeah.
He's just annoyed and wants me to go away, which, again, is the point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, we don't... Listen, I've made some sketchy deals in my life. Not wanting to immediately jump into anything, so apologies-ish, sort of. We're trying to make sure that we are making the right choice.
Fine.
All right. Do we want to go in?
Okay, let's chill up. Okay. We have never heard of Asmodeus, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We know nothing about hells. Mm-hmm. This dude doesn't know anything about gods. What advantage are we going to get if we have him on our side?
I mean,
a devil helping us fight the gods. I mean,
we don't know what his power level is compared to what we're working with. You know, if Loki and Odin are really just guys, is he stronger than them, but below, or is he on the same playing field as Ultana? Like, Ultana was trapped away, and Moradin and Coralon are also trapped away. So does that mean that they're like?
You can just ask your boyfriend. Right?
I mean,
can you?
If I remember, well, this is Daniel. He was going after, he was going after and going to be out of contact.
Yeah, he was going to be out of contact.
Ugh. I could see what Brennan knows.
Do we know that he has information that we need?
I mean, no.
Could it?
But I don't know.
Why don't we just check the room?
And just go from there?
Let's start with an x-ray of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was doing that. I forgot about that.
You were x-raying while you were talking.
I think it's a minute to work anyways, so that's my excuse for why I was talking. I didn't get distracted.
That's fine.
Yeah, I use an action. And I speak its command word, which I probably said. Whenever you do so, you can see into a... Or you can see into and through solid matter for a minute. Okay. Has a radius of 30 feet. Solid objects within that radius are transparent, don't prevent light, blah, blah, blah. This vision can penetrate a foot of stone, an inch of metal, or inch of common metal, or 3 feet of wood or dirt. So if the door is thicker than a foot of stone or an inch of common metal, then I cannot see through it.
So you're looking through the door?
Yeah.
Okay. So you look through the door... And all you see is a hallway.
Okay.
You can see that the hallway, like...
Goes through. Okay. And then I'm just going to kind of... The wall that the door is on, I'm just going to walk, in front of it and try and see through the hole.
Yeah. So you see a foot into the stone, but you... Like, the stone is...
It's thicker than a... Yeah. Okay. So I can't see. Okay. Yeah. Well, through the door is just a hallway. At first. So... At very least, we go through the hallway and go from there.
DM.
Yeah.
Have the masks changed?
Nope.
In this time?
Nope. Okay.
Out of curiosity, there's masks out here. Do you know what they're for? Are they yours?
No.
All right. They're very beautiful. All right. Well, what do we think?
You can't see through the walls?
It's a hallway. And then through the walls, no. It's too much.
Can you do your ghostly gaze then?
I don't know if I can right now. I'd have to rest. I used it to look in here. I think that's all I have at the moment. I'm double checking, but I'm pretty sure I've used it for that day. Or for... I think it might be a day, actually.
Oh,
per short rest. But yeah, I'd have to take a short rest to use it.
I mean, if he's trapped in there, you know, he might have a little bit of influence over the shaking of a door, but is there any reason we can't go in there and just...
See what happens.
Look around and then leave?
Okay.
Galen, what do you think?
I think we could go to the door.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We walk into the room.
All four of you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or three.
Yeah, sorry. There, because they are engaged with Bracken, there is not an attempt to force you to listen to them. So you all gather up right outside the door.
Can we keep him?
How dare you make me obsessed with someone else named Molly? Disrespectful.
Yeah. Rude. You want to check the door?
Yeah, I'm going to check it for traps.
Okay. The door is not trapped.
Okay. Is it locked?
It is not locked.
Cool. All right.
So you...
We're going to walk through this... I guess it's a hallway first, it looks like. My friend is walking front. Again, there's four of us.
Okay.
It's not going to be me first. Calm down. Galen.
Wait, do we want Galen to go first? Because this dude already has started talking to Galen.
I mean, he already started talking to Bracken and to Dindal's owl as well.
But he didn't talk to Bracken originally. Remember, Bracken was able to walk in without problem?
I mean, I think at this point, we're not... So, as far as I can tell, the only thing he could do was talk in my head, which we're already allowing him to do with Bracken, so... I mean, I think I just go ahead and go.
All right. Okay.
Okay. The door was not locked. You okay. noticed that too. So, Galen, you open that door.
I do.
So you walk in, you immediately have to turn left. And in the corner, so like blocking the bend, is a statue. I don't know that you would know what a gargoyle is. Let's assume you do. We'll assume you know what a gargoyle is. Because the Estricus has them on buildings. But you see a gargoyle blocking your path.
Okay. Does it look like just a statue? It looks like I just see a statue of a...
Yeah.
Of one of those guys from that Disney animated series.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Is it Goliath?
Yeah.
So, and it's blocking the...
Yep.
So, Bracken, you still talking to this guy?
Yeah. Ask him about the statue?
Yeah, tell him, ask him if he knows why there's a statue.
Okay.
Because, it's actually blocking
okay.
the hallway.
There's something... Ooh, has it been more than 10 minutes?
Yes.
Hey, Dundle, can you do the thing again?
Do the thing again.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, we're on our way, trying to, but there's a statue in the middle of the hallway. It's blocking our path. Do you know anything about this?
No. Knock it down.
Okay. He said knock it down.
Detect magic.
Okay.
Is it magic?
Lights up magical.
It is magical. What kind of magic?
Abjuration. Let's go with abjuration magic.
Galen says, "Did he say please?"
Don't think he said please.
He's just what's been a magic word? He's been all kinds of rude, hasn't he?
Is there any reason that breaking this will release it?
I mean, there's a definite possibility.
So this. This statue here, you said break it down.
Wait, can we see? And we can't see around it?
I mean, you can kind of.
Does it reach the top of the ceiling? Or yeah.
Where is this? I'm looking at
that. It's right there in that corner.
Got it. Okay.
So you can stick your head. There's enough of a gap. You could stick your head in and you can see that it corner goes around.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could roll a strength check and try to move the statue.
Galen, do we want to try to move it? I don't know if I feel about
breaking it.
Abjuration is usually a defensive thing, so that kind of worries me.
Yeah,
usually it's like a protection.
I would think touching it, we might get zapped or, you know, mm-hmm. eaten. Wait. Did I take it?
Speak with rocks?
No, what's the thing that makes things little?
Reduce and enlarge.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
We have a potion.
I know. I can't really.
Yeah, I don't know that pouring a potion on a thing is going to make
it. Is it like holy water? If we, you know.
Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it give like an evil vibe?
It gives a vibe.
It gives an abjuration vibe.
Well, yeah, an abjuration. I didn't know if it's like evil abjuration. I don't know.
Evil abjuration.
Malevolent abjuration.
Well, I wonder if it was put here by Asmodeus.
Or, yeah, whoever
to stop put him us in from here.
I just want to make sure we can visually see him. So I'll stick my head through. And can I see him if I stick my head through?
No.
I can't see him?
When you stick your head through, you see another hallway and another door.
Bummer.
Can
I Misty Step over
there? I have Misty Step pulled up to do it, too.
Can I Misty Step over there?
Yeah.
Will anybody? No, I'm asking the group if anyone's going to punch me for doing this.
I don't know.
I was just getting ready to talk about doing the exact same thing.
Can you take anyone with you?
Mm-mm. That's not Dimension Door.
I have Dimension Door.
So,
what if we could?
I have Dimension Door too.
So,
if we Misty Step over there and realize it's okay, you're already here. I could Misty Step back in Dimension Door,
mm-hmm.
or they could.
That Dimension sounds door. Like a lot of magic that might. So I've got this ring.
Okay.
That I can basically shoot this thing and see if I can knock it down.
Oh.
And if I can, if it does, then we don't have to worry about it. If
sounds
not,
great.
Then we try, because I rarely use this ring. It's not like this ring is a, you know, something that I use, but you might be able to use your magical abilities to cast a different spell.
Yeah, okay. Do it.
So, everybody back into the other room.
Okay.
And I will go, sorry, let me look at the, so where in this hallway is?
So it is, so you come from room 5 into, through the door, you turn left or you turn north.
Is it where that C is?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's blocking that corner.
Okay. So I will go to the south corner there.
Okay.
And I will take my ring and I will point it, and I will use all 3 charges.
You're using Ring of the Ram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I can use one, two, three of the ring's charges as an action to try to break an object I can see within 60 feet of me that isn't being worn or carried.
Okay.
Makes a strength check with a +5 bonus for each charge you spend. So I'm going to use all 3 charges and try to break this statue with a +15 to the strength check that I roll.
Okay.
Helps if I get it in the. All right, so that's a 22 to attempt to break whatever the statue is.
Okay. Does the Ring of the Ram does it do damage?
So if I use the charges to I can use make a ranged spell attack against a creature.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can, and then it's a +7 to hit and does damage for each charge I spend.
Because in this case, it's a ranged spell attack.
Okay, so I need to make a ranged spell attack?
Yep.
Okay. 11 to hit. Unless you want to use the 7 that I rolled before, which would make it a 14. So, whichever you want to do.
Sorry, I'm gonna check the DC. Does it beat a 17?
No.
Okay.
14 is the highest it would be.
So you ram it, and like you notice the statue, it moves like an inch. It
twitches out of the way of the
And in what I can only describe as James Spader's Ultron voice, he says, "You could have asked nicely," and then he will advance toward you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I could have asked nicely, but I didn't know you could talk. I thought you were just a statue. I'm sorry. That's my bad. You are the first thing that can look like a statue that is alive that I have seen.
Today.
Do you seek passage?
So some guy is past you apparently, and he's mad and he wants to be unbound.
Yes. Can we hear the statue talking?
You can.
Okay.
So we were gonna go see like what's going on. Are you here to keep people from doing that?
Not from him, but I am a keeper of things. Answer me riddles and you can pass.
Okay. Is it like a game, or do you just you ask me riddles?
I ask you riddles. If you pass my riddles, I let you pass.
And if I don't pass your riddles,
you turn back.
Okay. Can my friends help me with the riddles, or is it just me?
Fine, your friends can help.
Okay. Hey guys, and I gesture them in. So this guy's going to ask us some riddles, and if we make it through the riddles, we get to go by. If not, we have to leave. So.
This is my first. I am not alive, yet I can grow. I can be shattered, yet carry no weight. In darkness I flourish, in light I may grow. In light I may glow. I change with your choices, reflecting your fate. What am I?
I wasn't paying attention.
We were
figuring out a spell.
You're fine.
Read it again.
Okay. I am not alive, yet I can grow. I can be shattered, yet carry no weight. In darkness, I flourish. In light, I may grow. I change with your choices, reflecting your fate. What am I?
So, the first time you said in light, I may glow. Is it glow or grow?
It's glow. I apologize.
Okay. So, it is glow.
Yeah.
Because if it was grow, I was going to say a shadow.
Right.
But if it's glow, that's...
Yeah.
I apologize.
Something can we ask you to repeat it one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
I am not alive, yet I can grow. I can be shattered, yet carry no weight. In darkness, I flourish. In light, I may glow. I change with your choices, reflecting your fate. What am I?
Is this like a where you get to roll for it kind of thing?
Right.
Sure. I tell you what. Roll.
Well, okay. I have an idea, but
what
about does trust work?
Does trust glow?
That's the only thing it didn't make sense.
Yeah. If we guess and we get it wrong, what happens?
We have to turn back.
Okay.
Should we just go bounce on the other side of him and see what happens?
See if he is violent.
I mean,
I think you'll probably...
You could always ask the guy on the other side, see if he knows.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, if he knows what about the...
If he knows the answer.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
So...
No, don't, because then maybe we'll like bind ourselves to it somehow.
I'm just going to ask him. That's fine.
Let's assume you repeat the riddle.
Yeah, so I go, okay, Molly, so we, again, want to help you, super do, but this guy's in the way and we have a riddle. Help. And I tell him the riddle.
Okay.
I want to keep him as our pet. I want to keep him.
Oh, boy.
He's talking about your heart.
Ooh, weird. He says heart.
Your heart glows.
I guess so. I don't know. It makes sense about it being shattered.
Ooh, I know. Wait, that's why.
Like a metaphorical heart?
Maybe it was just your heart, I guess.
Okay, we'll just say it and see what the...
Okay, so, is it heart? My heart, your heart, somebody's heart?
Correct.
Oh, that's handy.
Can we go past now?
Do we need to answer more questions, or is it just a one-shot thing?
One of you can pass.
Oh, come on.
If you want more, all of you have to answer.
A different riddle?
Well,
the same riddle.
Heart! Okay, heart! Heart!
If this is a very legal thing, it's the same riddle, right?
Heart!
We all say heart. Everyone say heart.
Bypassed my programming.
I love this episode.
We're the worst.
He says, I've been doing this too long.
Are we the first people you've seen in a long time?
Yes.
Who? Has it been 500 years or has it been longer?
For me?
Yeah.
500 years.
Yes. Who put you here?
I came here of my own volition.
Were you asked?
Yes. Well, by? Well, not asked, compelled.
By?
Wait, compelled doesn't sound like your own volition.
Compelled by purpose.
Oh.
Who compelled you?
What purpose?
I served in a temple. There was a dark sorcerer. He corrupted me.
Did his name start with an A?
No.
Did he serve Asmodeus?
No. Who's
the sorcerer?
I don't know his name. Huh. He's lost to time.
It's a lot of that going
But he...
on.
He broke our will to evil intent. And so I bent myself to evil's intent. And I'm tired of it. So if you want to pass, you can pass.
Are you cursed?
Yes.
Do you want to not be?
Yes. I can be a friend.
Maybe we could use them.
Do we
trust him? Does he
super hard
insight check?
Should we do that first?
Can I?
Yeah, you can insight.
Okay. Natural 20 for 27.
It's kind of perfect that you as the dwarf rolled this.
He's a stone jet.
He's made of stone.
He is made of stone. Okay, and you sense a deep sadness in him.
Aww.
And he wants to connect.
Oh,
I love him.
He wants a friend.
Can we keep him?
Okay.
So
I trust him. He's very sad.
The stone
you
is sad?
Say out loud.
Yes.
That's the most dwarvish thing ever.
Okay.
Do you have the means of freeing him?
Potentially. I can try, if you're willing. I might be able to remove whatever curse is going on. All right. I'm gonna cast Remove Curse on him.
Oh.
Cool.
I walk up and I go, I have to touch your arm. Hope that's cool. And I just kind of touch his arm or whatever. And
you're
I'll cast.
Very cold. Do you have poor circulation?
Hey.
Are you dead?
I'm helping you. Why are you being rude? I can leave you.
No. Be nice to him.
He started it.
It was a question.
Fine. And I cast it begrudgingly.
Okay.
Yeah, Remove Curse.
All right. So you see this, where you didn't see it before, this like translucent, kind of like black purple chain around his neck. It breaks.
No.
And he looks at all four of you and he says, my name is Vekra.
Hi, Vekra.
Master Dwarf.
Oh. I don't really want to be your master. We freed you.
I'm aware, but your people's magic made me.
So you were made out of stone?
He kind of looked at I am not made of glass.
Sorry, I mean to say you weren't something else that was turned into stone.
No.
They created you from... interesting. Okay. Yes.
Can I get a sense of how old this stone is?
He's very old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, are we talking old, like, you know, we were in that...
In the mountain?
Yeah.
Thing, yeah, like that old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, now that you're free, what are you going to do?
Well, I would hope to follow you.
Okay. I mean, we're wandering around the library for a while.
Should we?
Do you think we're in the library? Where do you think we are?
Well, I know that this is a temple, but...
Okay.
Awesome.
So
should we...
Just so you know, it time's a little funny here, and I think you've been here longer than you think.
Also, this wasn't a temple when we walked through, right?
Not at first, that we know of.
Yeah, we went up some stairs and then, boom, temple.
So, yeah, there's some really weird stuff. Just filling you in. Also, we're going to go talk to the big scary guy over here.
Should he go with us when we do that, or should we have him wait in the hall just in case?
You can fight things off, right?
I have some ability.
Yes, I just worry that Molly will throw a tantrum if he sees someone else.
Well, no, I was just saying if he could, like, just watch for anything that comes behind us. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was protecting.
Watching is my occupation.
There we go. Okay.
And he, like, you see him, he draws a stone sword and, like, takes up a defensive guard.
We have a new pet.
Oh, I love him, Jordan, if anything happens to this gargoyle.
Okay. So, you now have free access to the rest of the hallway. Okay. And the room outside of, or the door outside of Molly's room.
Okay.
As we walk by, I say, hey, sorry again about the ring thing shooting at you. I didn't know. Where I come from, there's not a whole lot of statues, much less ones that move.
I am not offended. And he will headbutt you. So, take a D4. Bludgeoning damage.
3.
Yep.
Okay. So, let's walk down the hall.
Okay. Walk up to the door.
Anything in the hall? Just normal?
No. It's normal hallway.
Okay. Is the door trapped?
It is not trapped. It is not locked.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna...
Is it magic? Is there magic?
Detect magic.
You do not sense any magic on the door.
Okay.
You sense magic behind the door.
Oh, you can look through.
Yes.
You sense magic behind the door, but not in the door itself.
Okay. I will say, with the way this ring works, I have to be really careful with it. And I can try it again, but I could get really exhausted if it doesn't. And I can... It's up to you guys.
No, I think... It's fine.
Or we take a 30-minute rest. And
no, because that's like another, you know.
Oh yeah, time's weird.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Right.
Yeah, if we're going to do rest, we should go downstairs, rest, and then come back if you want to do that.
Yes. Okay. We're to the devil. My apologies. Okay. I go, okay, we're going to come in the room now. Just letting you know, out of respect.
Okay. Waiting outside the door, ready to open, that's where we're going to end this episode of Cracking the Plan.